Yeah, no, you certainly don't flush it because there's a lot to learn. I mean, we have to understand how the game went, how they played us, what the schemes were. There's a lot of chess moves going on in that game that will be built on this game on both sides of the ball. And yeah, of course, the way the game is played, what we could have done better, certainly. What we did well, same for them, I'm sure, too.
John Harbaugh and the Ravens in town Sunday night, week one. You've had your time. You've had your chances when it comes to John Harbaugh. It's another season of Bulldog hating on the Bills' opposing coaches. How do we start this year with John Harbaugh? You know what helps him? Having Jim Harbaugh as his brother.
That's right. Because I really, really cannot stand Jim Harbaugh. And so it feels, let's be honest, all of this feels really petty. But it would feel really petty to extend my hatred of his brother to him.
Yeah, that's right.
The best, I don't even really, I'm sorry, I'm letting you down. I don't.
It's still early.
There was a thing with him about some record they were trying to set for rushing yards that really annoyed me.
Yeah.
That I know I gravitated toward when asked about this, even last September when they played them in, what was that, week four they played them last year?
Yes. There was a game in Denver a few years ago, and maybe they kept Jackson in at the end to pick up a few more yards because they were going for this record, quote record, of consecutive weeks rushing X number of yards. It's really not a record at all.
And it was like some dopey number, like 89 yards or something. Like it just was not
terrible.
It wasn't like a big round boxcar number. It was just some weird number. At least that's how I remember it. I was going to go with that. And so that really ticked me off. And I just said, like, come on.
That is the chump zone.
If somebody was doing that to you, you'd be complaining about it, and you know it. You'd say something to the guy at midfield at the handshake. I don't know. But he's a former special teams coach, and I like that. You know, just that he's been
people
at the peak of his profession from that background. But, yeah, I don't know.
We got to get this hate back.
Yeah, I do. I got to try.
It's still
a little
too
harder.
Nice out.
I got to try a little harder.
It's still not week one. It's too nice out. At least we got Vrabel back for this this year. Two times Vrabel.
Yeah.
Nick Sirianni.
That'll work. All day. Big Dom.
Don't get near him.
Dull. It's all.
I can see Joe Biscaglia sort of tiptoeing near Big Dom down there on the field with his socks. Kellen Moore, no.
Yeah, I don't know. Aaron
Raheem
Glenn.
Morris. Aaron Glenn?
I don't. You know.
That'll be interesting.
Yeah.
Do you think you can bring yourself to hate Aaron Glenn?
I'll do what I can. I will do what I can. It's tough. I wanted to like
Dave Canales.
I wanted to like Mike McDaniel.
You did like Mike McDaniel,
like,
so did
different I. Style. I was worried it might not work because of the personality, and like maybe that ultimately will be the undoing. I don't want to claim that as a victory sitting here now, as we'll see. Maybe they'll have a surprisingly really good season or something, and he'll go on to coach them for another 5 years or something. But I don't, you know, his style, I think, is not conducive to bringing a room of 70 football players together. I think Vrabel is interesting because I respect him as a coach a lot. I like him a lot as a coach, but he just annoys me.
You don't like his face.
I don't like his face. I don't like. Yeah, no.
He was in your defense, he was a Patriots player for a long time, like an impactful Patriots player. Like, remember Brewski? Is he still around on TV,
maybe? He's on TV.
You know, some of these guys, Gronk, of course, like some of these guys, like, oh, it wasn't just Brady and Belichick.
They're never going away, right. Vrabel's catching touchdown passes and, like, just get out of here.
Just leave.
Yeah.
But some of these coaches, like maybe John Harbaugh, that the Bills play this year, you don't hate them. McDaniel, Andy Reid.
Boy, I would really like to work myself into a place where I hated Andy Reid.
Oh, you know what?
How great would that be, though? It's so hard.
How great would that be if somebody just came in absolutely blazing hot about Andy Reid?
Right.
Like, what would the thing be?
I don't know. I really don't.
Does he come off as, like, smug at all?
I don't get that from him. No. He seems like a pretty easygoing, heavy set dude. And like, that guy's hard to hate.
Yeah, that's true. Stefanski, no. Zach Taylor, you'll never hate because of the Hamlin game.
Right.
Too much respect. Dave Canales might take some work.
That's going to take
off
a lot
of bye.
That's going to take a lot of work.
Yeah. Well, not the easiest season necessarily for coach hating.
No.
Who's missing? Pete Carroll isn't on here. Would you be able to hate Pete Carroll? He's not. It's not hate with Pete Carroll, but he can be a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some sort of conspiracy theory stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Just like, you know, slow down over there, working yourself up into a lather, congratulating your defense for a 3rd-and-8 stop down 20-3. Just, you know what? Let's just pick our spots. Sean Payton isn't on here this year. That's an easy one.
That's an easy one. The visors. Sorry.
Jim Harbaugh isn't on here this year. Dable, Dan Quinn.
I really need to dig
McVay,
in. I'm going to need to dig in.
Kyle Shanahan. A lot of the marquee coaches are missing from
right.
the Bills' schedule. Yeah, you are going to have to dig in. No more time off here. No more days off.
No, that's for sure. Yeah.
Michael is Michael is with us. Hello.
Everything okay there?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Yeah, sorry. This guy almost cut me off on the highway.
Well, glad you made it through to talk to us. It's very important.
Sorry, guys. I just wanted to touch on Gabe Davis. I heard Joel this morning with Jeremy just going on tilt about Davis being re-signed. I agree with Jeremy. I don't think he gets past the practice roster. He's always been a good leader. We've always heard that from Dal and other guys that cover the Bills, that he is a good leader. And just in case, God forbid, there's an injury in the playoffs, you got a guy in your practice squad that hopefully he doesn't get plucked, or he might even get plucked. You never know. But from a leadership perspective, I think it's great. He can kind of show Coleman the way. I don't think it's going to be much of a factor.
I hope it's not, and I don't say that to be, because I agree with how you put it. You know, if he needs to be called on, that's dependability. Trust. There's a lot, and there's, you know, a reasonably talented football player in there if he's healthy. So I think I got no problem with any of that. The place you'd run into trouble to me, and I don't predict this at all, though Sal was talking about him getting to the roster once he's healthy, I just don't know where you're putting him. You're displacing either Palmer, who was your marquee free agent signing, certainly on that side of the ball. Like Joey Bosa's probably was a bigger deal financially. Only 1 year, though. Palmer's multi-years. But Palmer's should be entrenched out there on one side, and Coleman's your other outside receiver, and you should be heavily invested in making that work. So if Davis has to play for a reason outside of injury, then something's derailed. Something isn't going the way you planned on it going, I think. It's fine to have a backup plan, and Davis is a good backup plan, and hopefully injury is the only reason he has to see the field. Because I think if he sees the field any other way, it's something went wrong.
Joe was on tilt. About what? Because Gabe Davis might play? Maybe, I guess. He didn't draft him last night, Joe. I know that. So he might hate him. I've been baffled by sort of the aura, if you will, of the conversation with Davis. Like, I just don't get it. What are we worried about? Gabe Davis is, they've got 5-6 receivers on the active roster. He's below them. Maybe there's someone else in the practice squad he might be below. I don't even know. Do we not think he's like among the top 250 NFL receivers, you know, receivers in the league, whatever that math is, like familiarity with the quarterback, everything else, the organization? I mean, of course, you don't want to have anybody on your practice squad have to mean a lot, but my goodness, we've been pining for receiver talent for how long? And he doesn't qualify? I don't know how Joe feels. Like the caller, he was honking at people. I don't know how Joe feels. But you should have called Joe, maybe. Like, I'm still baffled by what we're afraid of with this. He was good. I'm not going to spend any more energy on it unless people can explain it to me. What's the problem? They didn't cut somebody for Gabe Davis to come back. In fact, they waited out the entire offseason where he got offered, not offers necessarily, but made visits to other teams. And he was perfectly free to, if he got an offer, to sign with Pittsburgh or San Francisco or wherever else he went. The Bills wait out the whole thing. I think maybe it was because they don't have that much money to play with. And so, sure, we'll take you, but, you know, only on our terms. Then the offseason ends. It's like, all right, I'll take it. You know, I want to work.
Yeah.
He's 26. What even is it? Sal was on this morning, and they talked to him about this. And I think maybe it was Joe who asked Sal, like, is he, for you, the likeliest of these veterans on the practice squad to come up? And he didn't quite say yes. Like, he talked about Phillips, and he talked about the nuances of, like, you've got the Dwayne Carter injury, different circumstances that are in play. So he didn't quite say yes. But he also, I think, said it wouldn't surprise him if they called Davis up at some point. And I don't know, are we supposed to hate that if that happens? Who's out when that happens? That is such, it's where it's such a crime that I don't know. Like if they lost Coleman again for a game and they brought Davis up to play,
that's exactly why he should, that's exactly like, what he should be here for.
Right.
And I have no problem with that. I don't know. I would have a hard time. You're trying to figure out why people would be mad about that, and I don't have any idea. You know, if it's a larger, you know, receiver room issue, you know, because when they had him in for the visit even, but, you know, a few weeks before they brought him back here now to the practice squad, I made a point about, like, you want to tell me how set you are at receiver again? Like, you're going back to Gabe Davis. You know, but that, again, that's the top end of the thing. And that's not, to me, if you're mad about Gabe Davis being here because you think he's about to, like, just assume the role he had when last he appeared in a Bills uniform, I mean, I don't know 100% that you're dead wrong, but I think, I'm pretty sure you're dead wrong. He's not going to be your number two receiver.
Yeah, I don't even, I didn't think to bring it up today. Caller wanted to bring it up. Maybe Joe was mad. I don't know. But Twitter, like I said last week, a version of this, like Twitter, Bills fans on Twitter read like they all own restaurants and Gabe Davis never paid his check. Like he visited all their restaurants and just like stiffed them or somebody. Like he did things below the surface that we don't even know what they are unless you should have in the know, and crimes against humanity or something like that. Like I don't understand. Probably not meaningfully relevant to anything that happens here this year. If he is, it's because it's good. Because they'll need him. Because they're thin or they're just not that talented at that position, and he gets healthy and goes in and makes plays that make you remember 4 years ago. Is that impossible? I mean, it's
not impossible, but I would not say that that's good. If it's injury, that's fine. If any of these other guys don't perform well enough that Gabe Davis has to be called on for performance reasons, I'm going to feel like we didn't do a very good job of putting together a good receiver room.
Okay, and that is something to talk about more, like we haven't done that 100,000 times, but you know, that I think both things could be true. I think it could be good because they need him, because somebody else didn't make it, and you know, regrettable draft pick or signing, but you have a little bit of a, you have a parachute in this guy. I think that's more credible than most other possible options. 803-0550 on the Ravens. Jeremy Kahn from Baltimore at 4. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, WGR.